Holos Rusinev Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinev Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 1. maja 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Rusin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, May 1st, 2022. On last week's special Easter broadcast, I mentioned that the 24th of April is the birthday of our national awakener, Father Alexander Duchnovich. We commemorated his 219th birthday. Today, I'm going to give you a historic focus, a biography of Father Alexander Duchnovich. We're going to start off today's program by playing our national anthem, which was written by Father Alexander Duchnovich in 1851 as part of a poem called Vruchanie, which means dedication, and it was published in the anthology Pozdravlenie in Preshow in 1851, and his verse is Ya Rusin byl, yesem I budu, I am, was, and will be Rusin. The first verse is sung by a choir in Preshow, and the second verse is sung by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble here in the United States. After that, we have Podkarpatski Rusin, the national anthem of, quote-unquote, national anthem of Rusins in Zakarpattia. It is unclear whether Father Alexander Duchnovich wrote Podkarpatski Rusin, but it is ascribed to him. And this version is sung by the Holy Ghost Choir from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Alexander Vasilievich Dukhnovich was born on April 24, 1803, in the village of Topolya, then part of the Hungarian kingdom in historic Zemplin County, today the northeastern tip of present-day Slovakia. Known as the national awakener of the Carpatho-Russian people, Dukhnovich was born into a family of priests. He completed his elementary studies in the town of Stakchin, where his maternal grandfather was cantor and teacher. After that, he was educated in Ushorod and Košice, then was accepted as a seminarian for the Eparchy of Prešov. Since there was no seminary in Prešov, he attended the one in Ushorod. After ordination as a celibate Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work as a clerk in the chancery office in the Eparchy of Prešov. Since his conduct clashed with the conservative views of Bishop Gregory Tarkovich, Father Alexander was sent to serve as a parish priest in the remote Rusyn villages of Chmielova, also known as Komlosha, and Belovezha. Both of these villages are in the Makovitsia region of Šariš County, not far from Borodejo, until 1838. After that, he was transferred to the Eparchy of Mukachevo, and worked for the next 5 years in the eparchial administration in Ushorod. Father Alexander returned to Prešov in 1844 and was appointed eparchial canon. It was in Prešov where Father Alexander was to become the central figure in the Rusyn national awakening. During his younger years, Dukhnovich's poetic works were written in Hungarian and characterized by a sentimentalism influenced by Hungarian Romanticism. His later literary works were determined more by practical than aesthetic concerns. Because these writings were basically intended to enlighten and educate the population at large, they have immense value in the context of Rusyn national awakening, taking place against Magyarization as part of the 1848 Springtime of Nations taking place in the Hungarian Empire. Of particular importance in this regard is a series of school texts written in and several Rusyn language prayer books and liturgical texts, including the most popular of all. You can still find some of these books today. Maybe your grandparents or great-grandparents had them, called Bread for the Soul, Chlieb Duše. In 1850, Dukhnovich established the first Rusyn cultural association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books, including the first Rusyn literary anthologies, issued annually and entitled Pozdravlenie Rusinov. The anthology for 1851 included his poem Vruchanie, whose opening lines, I was, am, and will remain a Rusyn, Ya Rusyn byl, yesem I budu, were to become the national credo of all Rusyns. Dukhnovich is also traditionally credited with having written the text, which later became the Rusyn national anthem for Zakarpattia, Pod Karpatskii Rusyny Olstaute Hluboke Son, Subcarpathian Rusyns, arise from your deep slumber. Although recent scholarship suggests that he was not the real author. Among his scholarly works were a history of the Eparchy of Prešov and a general history of Carpatho-Rusyns, completed in 1853. Dukhnovich considered that his main task was to enlighten or raise the educational and cultural standards of the Rusyn people, which first required the codification of a literary language. He did not, however, opt to create a literary language on the basis of the most widespread spoken dialects, as his contemporary friends did, the Slovak national awakeners, for their language. Instead, Duchnowicz accepted the principle of two styles. He used the low style, or Russian vernacular, for works intended for mass consumption, including school texts, patriotic poetry, and plays like the popular Dobroditel Prevyshaya Bohatstvo, Virtue is More Important Than Riches. For scholarly and other more serious texts, he used the high style, that is, the Slaveno-Russian language. This was an amalgam of Russian, Church Slavonic, and Russian, which was called the traditional Carpatho-Russian language, quote-unquote, but critics derided it as Yazychye, which is Macronic jargon. Duchnowicz categorically rejected the language used by the Ukrainophiles in Galicia and the idea that Ukrainians form a distinct nationality. While he did maintain contacts with brethren beyond the mountains who were not foreign to him, those contacts were exclusively with old Ruthenian and Russophile activists with cultural organizations in Lviv, most of which whom rejected the view that Ukrainians formed a distinct nationality. Duchnowicz also maintained close contacts and learned from the experience of Slovak national awakeners and Russian scholars. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Duchnowicz, together with the political activist Adolf Dobrianski, attempted to consolidate Russian national forces by creating new cultural organizations such as the St. John the Baptist Society in Brzeszów and the St. Basil the Great Society in Uzhhorod. Their efforts met with only limited success, however, because the traditional Russian patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined toward the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. Father Alexander died in Prešov on March 29, 1865. Soon after his death, Duchnowicz was considered by an albeit gradually decreasing number of national patriots as the father and national symbol of the Russian people. During the pre-World War I decades, scholars in the Russian Empire saw Duchnowicz as the preserver of a Russian identity in what they described as the so-called Rus abroad. After World War I and during the Second Russian National Renaissance, which took place under Czechoslovak rule, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnowicz. Statues or busts were erected to him in Sevlush, Chust, Prešov, Kolochava, Poljana, which is near Svalava, and his native Topolya. One of Podkarpatska Rus' leading cultural societies was named after him, the Duchnowicz Society, in 1923. His name also served as a catalyst and symbol of national unity among Russian immigrants in North America. A statue was erected to him in the Cleveland Cultural Gardens in 1939, and it stands there today. And in the 1970s, Society in Toronto, Canada, was renamed in his honor, the Duchnowicz Society of Carpatho-Russian Canadians. During the decades of communist rule following World War II, Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Duchnowicz as an acceptable, progressive national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went unmentioned, as was his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. Instead, literary scholars in both the Soviet Union and Czechoslovakia transformed Duchnowicz into a Ukrainian writer and a national awakener of the Transcarpathian Ukrainians. This view continues to be espoused by Ukrainophiles in the post-communist era. Since the revolutions of 1989, Duchnowicz has become the primary symbol for the third Russian national revival, not only in Slovakia, but also in Ukraine, Poland, Hungary, Serbia, and Croatia.
cowboy Lulu. Frajiloćko moje potišinja, se ljudi na nauka sarni nove obležinja, se ljudi nove štate, ani ne mirjaju, a Bože mi dušo moja finanja prsta. Ani ne mirjaju, a Bože mi dušo moja finanja prstavi. Akinanya toku me prstanu, dam si širti druhý kutu z novou kaflanu. Novoj mantin žovte šmure i bilu reminja, ne vlač, frajiročko moje potišinja. Novoj mantin žovte šmure i bilu reminja, ne vlač, frajiročko moje potišinja.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participated in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
Разом ходим на роботу і на танці у суботу.
Разом ходим на роботу і на танці у суботу.
Було б все і далі тихо, та спіткало мене лихо. На подвір'я вийшла мати, а Іванко біля хати.
Іванко біля хати.
Мені було б байдуже та обох. я душе, дорога для мене мавка, та кохаю я Іванка.
Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusinio America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. To listen to any of our archives, please go to our media page where you can listen to every broadcast since 2004, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. You can also visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusin Society, where you can join the society. You can get Rusin items from our online and mail order catalog, as well as partake in the genealogy discussions and much more. c-rs.org. c-rs.org. And as always, listen to Rusin FM any time of the day or night, either on your smartphone or your computer, by logging on to rusin.fm. Rusin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom. Thank you.
da tomu čoloviku što se žoni bojić. Žona v korčmi pje guljaje, a vuniti bavić. Žona v korčmi pje guljaje, to spivać, to hojkać. Gazda sidić kolo diti, to plače, to jojkać. Žono moja молоденька, zašto s nja pobyla? Дітинка ся красно бавить, лем ся розповила. Дітинка ся красно бавить, лем ся розповила. Жона моя молоденька, за що с ня побила? Прийшла жона дому з корчми, зіртула в колиску. Дітинка ся розповила, фук газду пописку. Кіби я бив ти чоловік, а ти в мене жона, я би пошов то ту корчму, ти би била дома. Жона моя молоденька, за що з ня побила? Дітинка ся красно бавить, лем ся розповила. Дітинка ся красно бавить, лем ся розповіла. Жона моя молоденька, за що з ня побила?
Rusinjev Amerika.